Alabama is the yellowhammer woodpecker.
Yeah.
Do you have any of those around here?
We don't have as many wild trees and all wild animals and trees as we used to because of here. But we got the polecat.
I would think you particularly want him.
No. This old guy used to live over here. He's dead now. Oh, one night I heard him out there just cussing going on his old bastard. And I got up and I said, Toby, what in the devil are you doing out there? What are you cussing so about? You don't hush, I'm going to call the law. He said, oh, Miss Lucy, you know what? I started to open my garage and run out there and said, I bet there are 15 polecats out here. And
15.
And sure enough, there was an old maggot polecat and a daddy, and they found a bunch of a little and I'm telling you. You couldn't open your doors for 4 or 5 days from that awful scent.
They really do have a bad smell.
But if they ever come to one place and start, they stay there. And they get under his house. Oh, we had polecats sent here all the time. I guess they got them all killed out. I did notice about 4 weeks ago, I got up one morning and I thought, ooh, that smells like a polecat. And there'd been a bunch of dogs out chasing around in people's yard and all. I believe it was a polecat. I believe they stirred up some. Anyway, they weren't here very long.
I wanted to ask you, you know, back when maybe if a woman was about to have a baby and there wasn't a doctor available, was there ever a woman who
came around? Yeah, they had women that called them midwives. Delivered the children. I don't know of any, but that's what they used to be a long time ago. That's what they called
them. Yep. Do you ever hear of people like that anymore?
Not very often. They are in some cities, but you know they passed a law that they just don't allow that shit. But you've read yourself about where a man is delivered his own child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the way they do, they take a course in this. Did you know that?
Sounds a little bit risky to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for nothing. I wouldn't want none of my people to do it because, listen, if the baby's all right and everything's all right, but the least thing was wrong would be bad. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, if you had any idea what colored people around here would prefer to be called nowadays.
Oh, black people. Don't call them. They don't want to be called Negroes. They want to be called black.
Yeah.
And that's they are now. They used to call them colored folk. Don't you call me colored. I'm black.
Well, why?
Huh?
I wonder why they prefer black.
We got a new. We got a nigger down there.
Oh.
That's what it is. It's old men and women that's lived here for years and years, and they have this 5 or 6 acres, or this 50 acres, or that 100 acres, and instead of handing the lot, selling the land off, it went down to my son, my son's son, my son's son, my daughter's mother. It's handed them. Some of these niggers around here, this nigger girl that drives the bus. She's got 5 or 6 acres of land out there and a home.